Joe McKenzie, and we have got so much going on. In less than 20 minutes, Liv the Web Girl will be facing the Box of Shame. There's some new punishments in there. So many possibilities. One person has to face the consequence. So, Livy Liv.
I'm really not looking forward to it. I'm really nervous about it, but, you know, a deal's a deal. A dare's a dare.
It is. Today might be painful. We'll see what your punishment ends up being.
That's terrible.
Just saying, it's cold. I put a couple
Liv. I'm already freezing. Our studio is like rigid. It's like 49 degrees in here, so I hope you don't have to go outside.
No, that'd be so funny. Okay. Dating do's and don'ts. 833-563-2539. Mackenzie swears this is not for her, but she wanted to talk about it. So let's see where this leads.
So, okay, over the weekend, last weekend I was in Miami, and it was just so funny because people were like, you should try online dating. And I have not. But then there's so many success stories. People are like, oh, I met my honey on blah, 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 these dating sites. So we want to know the proper etiquette. I wouldn't even know where to begin. It's not my deal. But if I did, where do you begin? What's a do, a don't? What do you put on your profile? What's the etiquette? Actually, intern Chloe Money met her man, who's adorable, on, was it Tinder, Chloe?
Yeah, I met him on Tinder.
What attracted you to him? Like, what caught your eye first from the get?
Definitely the pictures, I'll admit. He's very cute. And then his profile was, like, really detailed on, like, where he goes to school, what his major is, what his hobbies are, and we just kind of had the same interests.
So you being lustful, intern Chloe, you're like, oh, mommy likey.
No, but, like, it... Part of it is you have to find the person attractive if you're going to be with them, and he's really cute, so it worked out for me.
Yep, there you go. No, yes. No uglies. Okay, cool. We actually have somebody on the phone, and we'll get to you in just a second at 833-563-2539. Any advice or experience that you might have? I believe this is actually a friend of Liv's. Hey, Taylor, good morning.
Good morning. What's up?
Good. I have to remind Liv every day we do the show, so I'll tell you because you're normally not on the radio. No swearing, okay?
Oh, I know.
Okay. So what you got any advice for us or experience here talking about the online dating and what you should do, what you shouldn't do?
Actually, I have honestly had no luck on dating apps. I mean, I actually just last week deleted Hinge because I was just so over it. But my roommate, she actually met the love of her life on Hinge. So, I mean, it could work someday, but I mean, I think a big don't for me is probably, like, I hate corny pickup lines. I just will immediately unmatch with you. Like, that's just not my vibe.
What's been, like, a corny line that someone wrote to you?
Oh, God, like the heaven one?
Do you hurt? Or are you, like, sore because you just dropped from heaven?
And I'm like, just don't, like, just ask me to get a beer or something. Like, that's just weird.
Yeah.
Where are these girls when I was single?
Yeah, I think that's, like, a big go. And then also, I don't, like, on Hinge profiles, if a guy has, like, a million selfies, that's just, that ain't my vibe either.
How do you feel? Because I've heard mixed reactions. Like, I'm married, Taylor, I really am not in the dating online game anymore. At least I'm not supposed to be. Do women like D-pics or no?
Ew.
Do they like what?
Like a ding dong. Like a guy's like, hey, check out this.
No, they're disgusting.
Okay. Thank you.
I want to throw it out there for guys that are on there, straight guys, because Porkchop's a guy too, but he's into dudes right now. You send like a booby pic or a naked pic. We like that. So, ladies, if you want to slide in the opposite way, we're down with that.
Then you're thinking hookup potential.
Yeah, exactly. We're talking about like dating apps, like initially when you are swiping through Hinge, Bumble, Tinder, like things like that. Like, no, what is an immediate no? What is an immediate yes?
Yeah.
I called to the stand intern Chloe. You just said your guy was hot. Intern Chloe, like, would you not want to see what he looks like naked?
Not right off the bat.
Says what kind of dude he is. If he's sending those pics right off the bat, you're like, next.
Also, unsolicited D pics are soon to be illegal, so like you need to chill, Joe.
Well, I'm gonna challenge that in the court, but okay. 833-563-2539. Dating do's and dating don'ts, maybe experiences you've had with online dating. Mackenzie, have you tried any of these things? Like Taylor just was talking about Hinge.
I have not. Someone set up a fake profile that I had torn down that was my picture that was not me. And I don't know what that McKinsey was saying to people, which is horrifying. But no, I like the old fashioned. I've actually been lucky because I travel and I meet people because I want to sense you and like feel your vibe, look into their eyes. But one of my friends pointed out, hey, like if you online date, you know more about a person than if you just they walk up to you and you meet them. So I'm like, okay, point there.
I've definitely got some don'ts. Like, don't come on too strong. Don't give all your love right away.
Like, what's an example
of that? Are you kidding me? You are the king of that, yeah, pork chop.
Well, obviously. And that, I mean, it works now, but not for a long time.
So what's an example of coming on too strong right off the bat?
Like, telling something, like, just wanting to hang out with everyone wanting to hang out with someone, like, every second of the day, like, just after meeting them.
But you that's know, what
like,
you're doing right now.
But that's what you did with your hostage boy, a.k.a. your boyfriend.
Well, I got lucky and found the one other person in the world that's cool with that.
That's cool with being held captive.
Oh my gosh. For the majority of people, like, I think you need to ease into it.
Okay,
right?
I have a couple don'ts as well.
I have another thing as well.
Okay, okay. You go ahead, Taylor.
Yeah. Okay, so honestly, I didn't know if I was still on air, but anyway. So if you're coming on just to hook up on the app, I think you need to say that to the person rather than, you know, if your profile says, I'm here to date, and then you just, you know, go on a date, hook up, and never, like, ghost them. You know what I mean? Like, you need to come on and... You know, good point.
They should have a little emoji on someone's profile. Like if they just want to hook up, then it should be like a little
eggplant
or a little fire. Yeah, something like that.
Eggplant or peach. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, Taylor, we appreciate you hopping on. So are you single right now then?
Oh, yes. Very single.
Okay. Do you want to try to find somebody?
Sure.
All right. Liv, get her to send us a couple of photos, preferably in bikinis, and we'll put it up.
Oh, my God.
We'll put it up.
You're so random.
We'll put an IG swipe up for people to see what up.
You would get in so much trouble on dating sites.
Oh, I
know. Thank goodness for Lindsay. She saved you.
Taylor.
Bye, Taylor.
Sorry, Taylor. I'm married. Have a good one. Thanks, Taylor. She sounds really cute. I can't believe she don't got a guy.
Well, that's because some guys out there kind of stink and kind of suck.
Well, Taylor, you can come into town and I'll drink a beer with you and Liv. How about that? So I want
to... So weird.
No, it's not. I'm not hitting on
Taylor,
her.
Taylor, let's have some drinks and some bikini pics. No, not weird at all.
833-563-2539. We want to hear from you. Did you have any good experiences with online dating or were they all terrible? What happened? What went down? Do you have any advice for Mackenzie who secretly is using the segment for herself but denying it?
I am not. I'm doing just fine.
Thank you. We'll talk to you next.